As we make our way through the Mishnayos of Ezehu Makoimon, which are a closed book to many, yesterday Rav Hirsch told us that Kodshei Kodshim, which is the highest level of Korban, remind the individual how far he or she is from having attained that lofty level of duty to Hashem. On the other hand, we have Kodshei Kalim. Kodshei Kalim come in the later Mishnayos of the Perak, and these are generally Korbanos that at least in part will be eaten by the person that brings them. They can eat it anywhere in Yerushalayim. It's not restricted to the Beis HaMikdash. It's not restricted to the Azara. It's something you can take home back to Yerushalayim and eat it. Something like the Korban Pesach is considered Kodshei Kalim. Therefore, Rav Hirsch explains that Kodshei Kalim, lighter holy items, holy sacrifices, do not signify the person's failure to consecrate all of their conduct to Hashem and their wish to renew the dedications. No. Like Shlomim, they serve to make us aware of the sense of unclouded bliss that we can have with Hashem. For example, a Korban Taida, something that a person celebrates with others for having experienced a life-saving or life-preserving event. Korban Taida is joy regained. Eil Nazir, the ram that a Nazir brings at the conclusion of their Nazirus, they've abstained from wine, they've abstained from other things too. And this is the serene happiness that is now being resumed. The idea of a Bechor, Maisa and Pesach, the firstborn, the one in ten, the Korban Pesach, what are they there for? Says Rav Hirsch, they're there to remind us that the welfare of our families and the prospering of our material possessions are dependent on Hashem and they're derived from Him. It all comes from Hashem. The pleasures that we have in life, the success that we enjoy, the good things that we can appreciate, all of that comes from Hashem. Therefore, Rav Hirsch explains that the Shechita and the Kabbalah, where these animals are slaughtered, where the blood is received, this is not just in the Tzafon. This wasn't just in the northern part, the part that we said was associated with the Shulchan. Rather, it's Bekol Makom Ba'Azara. You can do it anywhere in the Azara. It's something much bigger. It's something much broader. Kodshei Kalim, the idea of being able to eat holy food. In fact, Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu, eating from Hashem's table. This is something we just have no idea, no concept of. There's nothing that we have, perhaps, save for the eating of Pesach on Seder night, that compares to this. The idea of eating food, and that food becomes not only a mitzvah, but you're eating from Hashem's table. Imbuing yourself with Kedusha, connecting yourself on the most fundamental and deep level to these ideas. It's something that we're sorely missing out on, that we haven't got a Beis HaMikdash. But at the very least, to be able to appreciate that Hashem is sharing His food with us. In fact, not for nothing, the Chazal tell us Shulchan Dome and the Mizbeach, that our Shulchan at home is like a Mizbeach. That all of the food that we ultimately have and we enjoy, that we take pleasure in, we're meant to connect back to Hashem. We make a bracha. We consecrate ourselves with Kedusha Sa'achila, the idea of Kodshim. Holiness, sanctity, refinement, connection in the way that we eat and we relate to the way that we relate to the world around us. That's Kodshei Kalim. There are other types of Korbanos. Let's try and explore them too in the coming days.